This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter. And we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, across America on the Genesis Communications Network, heard around the world, broadcasting where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas right now. And thank you for your service to America, to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, too, and our 911 dispatchers. Thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. And for all those who work the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the snowplow drivers, the sander truck drivers, thanks for what you're doing, keeping America moving. And don't forget to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Check out everything that's on there. Take advantage of the free offers that are there. And then while you're there, don't forget, you can always listen to the podcast, the most recent show podcast, and you can even hear us on various venues live all around the world, wherever you're at. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, here is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Benjamin Netanyahu. We talked briefly about that. We've had a question from a couple of our listeners about Benjamin Netanyahu, but let's just go back and mention again what's going on. He's about to be indicted for some stuff that's gone on, which is believed to be pretty much political bribery, breach of trust. His wife, I believe, was also charged with something, wasn't she?
This has been something that's gone on for 3 years. And the attorney that is bringing this is quite the liberal left winger. Mm-hmm. And it looks like it is part of Benny Gantz, who is leading this charge, because he is also running to be prime minister, who has his own problems because he's facing a sexual assault charge that happened back when he was in high school or some nonsense. But anyway,
wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's everywhere. Mm-hmm. But on the breach of trust for Netanyahu, it's because he's being charged for accepting cigars and champagne from, wealthy businessmen, including some kind of Hollywood producer. Then he's facing another breach of trust for striking a deal with a newspaper that he would help with some advanced legislation in exchange for the newspaper giving him positive media coverage. But that never happened. The deal never went through. And then the last one, the attorney general or whoever it is, the prosecutor, as they say, is the most serious one. This has to do with bribery, because apparently Netanyahu approved a lucrative merger between some telecom companies, and the website would give, the companies would give Netanyahu favorable coverage. So it's not like he was putting stuff in his pocket. You see what I'm saying? Like, there's no real fraud or money, in all this.
Correct.
It was just really saying positive things. So I can't really speak about the cigars and the champagne.
Well, he's not the only leader that's got some real serious scandal problems.
Well, this isn't even serious. Are you calling me that serious?
No, but there is something here that's serious. And wait till you hear this one. The Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau there's a growing scandal that could possibly bring down the government with alleged threats made by Trudeau against some of his adversaries, bribes that were paid to keep things quiet, and a series of prostitutes that seem to have made their way around the government offices associated with Mr. Trudeau. How about them apples?
Getting kind of fun here, isn't it? I mean, it's getting to the point where whatever you do, don't run for any kind of political office. If you've ever had any kind of sexual intercourse with anybody, because it's going to get out there, you know?
Yeah.
You have to be a robot here.
And then you've got this woman, this Talib, who went after Mark Meadows. And,
oh, yeah.
And
that one.
And she apparently, after being, tampered down by Elijah Cummins, hours after the racism flap at the Cohen hearing, she liked a tweet referring to white privilege and white fragility, which was very damning and not positive in any way. She's still walking that fine, tight fence.
Well, she's not the only one. But let me say, after that hearing, it was Mark Meadows who, with a massive amount of decorum and esprit de corps on this, he went up to her after the hearing and said something apparently very kind. And, you know, she said whatever she said back to him. She put her arm around his neck, like, to give him a hug. She should have come up to him after the hearing. But, no, he went to her, and she was the one that made the accusation against him for racism.
Mm.
Yeah, it was quite the scene.
Mm.
Quite the scene.
And then you got Omar, who's out there just in New York City right now. And
constantly.
Yep. Talking about homeless people, panhandlers, trash everywhere, and graffiti. Has she not been to California, lady? Or has she not?
She's the one that's now going after several Jewish members of Congress,
right,
saying that they have split loyalties and that they're more loyal to Israel than they are to the United States.
And she's loyal to who?
I guess.
Somalia?
Yeah, I mean.
Yep. Islam? Yep. Uh-huh. Yep. By the way, she took her oath on the Quran.
She's short-lived for some things going on here.
I sure hope so. All right.
It's going to be a showdown.
There is. Okay, hold that thought. And folks, I'm telling you folks up there in Minnesota that are listening to me right now, George, you and your buddies up there, you need to vote that woman out, boy. You need to vote that woman out. She is a disgrace and shouldn't be in the United States Congress. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, welcome back, everybody. This portion of the program brought to you by the USCCA. And what do 285,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you ask? Well, for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of pro Second Amendment attorneys. And defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. So, take my advice, check out the USCCA by going to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the banner that's right there for the USCCA, the big USCCA banner that's there, and sign up for the free gun a day giveaway. You get a chance every day to win a gun, because we haven't had anybody from the audience here win one of the guns yet. We've had people win around the country, but nobody from this show. And we'd like to have somebody from our show be able to win, so we can say, hey, looky here, looky here. But if you become a member, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff too. So that's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Click on the USCCA banner that's right there. By the way, speaking of Uptown Girls, our version of the Uptown Girls right here, Denise Simon. Ha-ha.
Okay.
I said that to Donna Fiducia one night, and she went, oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I resemble that remark or something like that. I was hyping so hard I had to turn the mic off for a minute. Okay. Now, we've got a question here from Bob in Arizona. And he says, and here's what he said, Senator Lindsey Graham made a comment yesterday, the U.S. will end North Korea's threat one way or the other, quote, end of quote. What is he talking about?
Well, you know, Lindsey Graham, I think they inferred that, or, you know, quasi said that at CPAC last night.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're essentially doing, he is doing, is probably, you know, some chatter that has gone back and forth since Trump came home from Vietnam, is kind of put out there to, you know, his base. The military option is still on the table. We may have to consider some things to remove Kim from power, or it may be just a shot across the bow because we are still in these negotiations with China.
Mm-hmm.
And China, if they don't necessarily capitulate or start being more cooperative on the trade deal,
mm-hmm.
then it shows that the United States via Trump could walk away from that too, as we've just demonstrated. They will be happy to walk away,
mm-hmm.
You know, from the matter with North Korea. So, you know, there's still some other punishments that we can apply to North Korea, and they're all going to be sitting on top of the table ready to go. But
mm-hmm.
I don't want to be so quick to say we're going to continue to punish and punish, because we do have things in place. We still have POWs, MIAs that we're dealing with. We haven't really brought up the human rights factor still with North Korea, and we still could imply sanctions, additional sanctions because of that. But we also have to consider the stability of South Korea. South Korea is, you know, they're demanding to have something, you know, and it move forward.
That's right.
Interestingly enough, the one thing that didn't seem to get resolved was formally ending the truce, or the ceasefire, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't really go anywhere. I kind of expected that one to advance. There was talk about us opening a liaison office in Pyongyang, which may still be in play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not to say that all things are dead. I mean, it's not like all talks are over with. That's not true.
Okay.
Not true at all.
Okay.
So, I mean, we still have lots of connective tissue going on with North Korea.
Now, the Democrats passed the revamping of the border security state of emergency in the House. They're working hard to try to get enough support from the Republicans to do the same thing in the Senate. And the headline says, Trump border emergency foes close in on needed Senate GOP votes.
I'm not quite sure I understand why we had some Republicans in the House that voted with the Democrats on...
It was 15, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure I understand this. Every president, and has already demonstrated it, every president has the authority to declare a national emergency.
That's right.
And we've had national emergencies declared for a whole lot less.
Right.
Than what we've got going on here. So I'm real curious on why, unless they're in some really battleground, you know, districts, you know, that might be the reason. But, you know, everything comes down to politics. Every single thing does, and very few stand on ceremony, you know.
Can't get away from it.
You right. really can't. But as far as in the House, I mean, you know, it is what it is. I mean, Nancy Pelosi continues to tell us that the power of the speaker is awesome. But in the Senate side, you know, I think that McConnell's not going to take this up for about another week or so.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't get too nervous yet.
Now, the New York Police Department has put out a warning their off-duty police officers in Long Island, that MS-13 is planning on hits against off-duty cops that are over in Long Island. And this, I find atrocious that MS-13 would be doing something like that. And they've already had some instances where they've gone after some individuals, not only civilians, but police officers as well. I mean, these people need to be dealt with. And I don't know what to say other than we know they're sneaking in across the border. We just need to flat out deport these people if they're here illegally. And a lot of them are.
we are deporting. I mean, there's not as many coming across the border of MS-13 as you may think.
As there used to be.
Because their home base is really Los Angeles. They were, you know, founded really in Los Angeles because of, you know, some Salvadorians there. But, so they are, in fact, apparently threatening in a big way police in New York. Whether they're off duty or not, I mean, they're going after their homes. So they could be on duty and still go after their homes or their families or their wives or their kids. MS-13 is the most brutal that we have of gangs, but it is clearly not the only gang that's out there, but they are the most brutal. I did an interview, it's going to be on my own show this coming week, on a former gang expert. And I say former because he's retired after 30 years. And he was the one that actually infiltrated Hell's Angels.
Oh, I remember him.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was quite the conversation. But, mm-hmm. you know, MS-13 is clearly not the only one that's out there that we need to be worried about.
Well, now we also have something else going on in the world of terror. Osama bin Laden's son is mm-hmm. being sought after, and the United States has put up a $1 million cash reward to capture, dead or alive, the son. How's that going?
Well, I mean, obviously it's not going terribly well if we've got to put up a reward. So I would say, to be honest with you, this is a shot across the bow to Iran, because my gut tells me he's being protected by Iran.
And the last time I knew he was anywhere, he was in Iran.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Mm-hmm. So, Iran, if you want to make a quick $1 million, turn him loose.
Dissidents in Iran.
Yeah, send us the body and we'll take care of it that way. Well, you know, the world that we live in is certainly exploding. We've had lawsuits for this, lawsuits for that. And our last story that I'm going to look at is the lawsuits coming against the Catholic Church now will explode with the brand new New York Child Victims Law, which opens the floodgate wide to go after damages if you've been assaulted by anybody, including a priest.
I would look at the language of that one carefully. Mm-hmm. To make sure that it does what it purports to do. What's at issue here is that the Pope has really not taken some full leadership as he needs to with mm-hmm. this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it goes back to the Vatican, to be honest with you.
Okie dokie. We'll talk to you on the weekend show. You have yourself a good day and stay low.
All right, thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. And we'll be right back with our next military and veterans news report here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump says he doesn't think North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was involved in the mistreatment of American college student Otto Warmbier, who died after being detained in the North. Republican Senator John Kennedy says Kim is responsible.
Kim is responsible for North Korea. He's responsible for the prison system. He's responsible for the inhumanity in the prison system. It'd be interesting to know. I don't know how we'll ever know, but he's responsible.
President Trump acknowledged Thursday that North Korea is not ready to wind down its nuclear weapons program, telling Fox News' Sean Hannity that he understands how much the country has put into its arsenal. Trump cut short that summit Thursday after it became clear no deal could be reached. Stopping in Alaska to refuel Thursday morning, President Trump told a crowd of military members about the F-35 fighter jets and additional ground-based missile interceptors coming to the state. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch. Brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you in the United States of America, where you can wind up with a tremendous career as an aviation maintenance tech. So I want you to listen up to what they have to say right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys. Guys and gals, those of you that are getting out of the military, those of you that are veterans that are working at a job that you're not really thrilled about, those of you that are getting out of high school, maybe you come out of a vo-tech school or you're coming out and you're not really sure what it is you want to do. You don't want to go to college, but you want to do something. You want to get training to do something. And maybe you might change your whole
attitude on life when you found out you'd have a $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year job in 14 months of training to get it. Maybe you just might change your mind, because I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy. Now, schedule a tour. Take the tour at one of the two locations of the National Aviation Academy. One is in Concord, Massachusetts. Now, that's just outside Boston. The other's in Clearwater, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, where I'm at. Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. And that's the facts, Jack. Now, does it get any better? Yeah. Civilians, they have the opportunity for you to get a student loan there. You can inquire. I'm going to give you the phone number here as to how you go about doing that. Military, post 9/11 GI Bill eligibility people, you're covered 100%. Previous to 9/11, you might have a percentage that would be paid. But anyway, when I give you the number, you can call and find out for sure, because I'll have the answer for you. So here's what you do. You check them out online, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or you give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again is 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Now, again, one last time in the number, 800-659-2080, and tell them the captain sent you. All right, we're up to the Air Force now. The Air Force could see its first female airman graduate from Tactical Air Control Party training this spring, the service's personnel chief told Congress. Now, this would be the first female TACP that could graduate this spring, and that's a remarkable accomplishment there. STRATCOM will also get a piece of Space Force mission, so says one of the generals, the head of the U.S. Strategic Command, STRATCOM. No matter where President Donald Trump's latest combatant command ends up, headquartered, which we hope will be in Florida, over at Cape Kennedy, a part of its mission will always remain with STRATCOM. Now, that's the U.S. Strategic Command. And we'll see how that all works out. By the way, the Air Force is revving up production of the airdrop precision-guided BLU-129 bomb, increasingly in demand by war zone commanders because it's so accurate, so lethal, so precise. It's called the world's largest sniper accuracy. The world's largest sniper because of its accuracy. That's the BLU-129 bomb. You'll be hearing more about that in the days and weeks to come, I'm sure. And the Marines want to boost the LAV's firepower with precision missiles or swarming kamikaze drones. The United States Marine Corps has been making steady upgrades to one of its oldest tactical vehicles, the Light Armored Vehicle, or LAV, over the past several years. And now they want to equip them with missiles able to strike airborne targets as well as go on land-to-land, like, say, maybe to take out a tank or another piece of artillery or whatever. Also, the Marine Corps will field its first joint light tactical vehicle, known as a JLTV, tomorrow, placing the first vehicle at the School of Infantry West at Camp Pendleton, California. Now, be advised that this is going to be something to watch, the new joint light tactical vehicle. And after 8 months at sea, with a squadron of F-35B Lightning II Joint Strike Fighters, the Marines and the Navy are seeing how the next generation aircraft will expand the effectiveness of the U.S. amphibious forces. And the combat deployment role of the F-35B may in fact be changing as new roles may be coming for the amphibious ready group. Now the Coast Guard, Lieutenant Ronica Russell, a native of St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Islands, became the first African-American female aviator in the U.S. Coast Guard to win the Air Medal. And congratulations to her for winning the Air Medal in the United States Coast Guard. Also, a grand jury has indicted the U.S. Coast Guard officer, former Marine as well, who's painted by prosecutors as being a self-avowed white nationalist with a hit list of Democrats and media personality. He was just indicted in addition to what he's facing in terms of charges. He was just indicted on gun and drug charges as well. Going to be in jail a long time, this guy. And Lockheed Martin and U.S. Air Force officials may be downplaying the prospect of an upcoming budget battle surrounding the F-15X and the F-35 fighter jets, but influential F-35 supporters in Congress and around the Capitol Beltway are mounting an offensive against Boeing's new F-15 variant. By the way, the B-52 is getting new eyes that will make them even deadlier than before and keep them lethal for decades. Top defense contractors are competing to give America's longest-serving bomber a big-time upgrade to its onboard sensors to improve the aircraft's lethality in combat, which will be a good thing. B-52 is quite an aircraft. I've been on one. And the Pentagon, the Army and Defense Logistics Agency, will both seek reimbursement on millions of dollars from contractor TransGym, following an inspector general report into the company's contracts with the Pentagon. France and Australia, by the way, have deepened their naval research ties in wake of a submarine deal, an international research laboratory to push naval and maritime innovation in Australia. It's to be founded in Adelaide by France's Naval Group and the key French National Science Research Organization, CNRS, together with 14 Australian companies, universities, R&D institutes, and various government bodies. And in veterans news, Veterans Affairs version of a base closing round could start 8 years ahead of schedule. Large-scale closures of VA facilities could be coming sooner rather than expected in areas where they have little patient usage. The VA has also asked for comment on a proposal of access rules. DAV gives it a thumbs down. That's the Disabled American Veterans. Warns that the Department of Veterans Affairs risks repeating the mistakes of the failed choice program with its proposed new rules for access to private health care. Got to be careful how you do that. And with roughly 49,000 vacancies in its workforce, the Department of Veterans Affairs is using financial incentives to prioritize hiring professionals in mental health, women's health, and primary care, according to the VA Secretary, Robert Wilkie. So if you're looking for a job in the medical field, why don't you check out the VA, Veterans Administration. All right, I'll be right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming right up on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, you are, and I'm back with Chris Markowski, and this portion of the program brought to you by our very good friends at Moss Family Automotive. Now, Moss Family Automotive, I will be at their Moss Nissan store in Newport Richey tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and I'll be there with a couple of very famous canines, Canine Shep, Canine Yogi, with their handlers, Deputy Carmack and Deputy Penny, because, you see, the canines have been on live PD on AM A&E a number of times, and they've become television stars. So stop by Moss Nissan this Saturday, March the 2nd, between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. for a live PD meet and greet with the Pasco County Sheriff's Office Star Canines. And I'll be there. I'll also have some $500 discount certificates to give you for a discount on your new or used vehicle. And for every vehicle that's sold by Moss Family Automotive, Moss Nissan, Newport Richey, they'll put $200, they'll donate it to the Pasco County Sheriff's Office to help them purchase a brand new canine dog. Moss Nissan, US 19, State Route 54 in Newport Richey. Look for that great big huge American flag that's right there. Joining us right now, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, doing pretty good. Listen, they can sell just about anything on eBay, correct?
On eBay? Yeah, I guess pretty much. It's legal.
How about a police phone hacking tool that's available on eBay for $100?
I'm being surprised eBay hasn't taken down. What does it do? I don't even know what that is.
Well, it's something that you can stick on a telephone to hack it. You know how they used to have tape recorders and they'd stick it on the phone without taking the phone off the hook? You could hear what was being said? This is something along those same lines.
So you can, like, listen in on people's stuff?
Yeah, if you're in an office, you can put it on the phone and without pushing down a button and letting anybody know you're there, you can just put it on there and boom, you'll listen to their conversation. Now with a cell phone, I'm not sure how it would work, but I do know it works that way with a landline. Cell phone's a little different, but it works there too.
I would hope that the police would only be able to use that if they got a warrant first.
Well, yeah, but I'm surprised they're selling it eBay for $100. I mean, I'm really surprised. They shouldn't be doing that. That's my opinion. Okay. Tesla has been having some troubles, right? Well documented.
Yeah, they are just, their business plan and model, they got to make profits eventually, and they just haven't been able to do that.
Well, Tesla will start selling their $35,000 Model 3 for delivery in about 2 to 4 weeks at their locations. And by the way, their sales locations are usually located somewhere in a mall.
Well, what they're doing, Matt, they're actually going to be shutting down a lot of their stores in the mall. They announced that. A lot of their stores are going to be shut down. They have to do that in order to save money. Their costs are too high, so they can't even keep those stores in the mall. I don't know how many they're going to shut down, but they're going to start shutting them down, and they're going to allow people just to go ahead and buy the car online. I don't know. I mean, I buy certain things online. I'm certainly not buying a car online.
Well, they had a big facility. By big, I mean they had two vehicles in there. But in the University Mall, you know where that is off Lakewood Ranch?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Yeah, I wonder if they'll keep that one open or not, because that was in that big modern Venderson Mall over there.
I don't know which ones they're going to keep and which ones they're not. But I would think that people would want to, see the car and, part of the sales experience of getting it rather than just ordering it online. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of electric cars that are coming out now. All the car manufacturers are making them. BMW actually has their hybrid e-cars where they're part electric, and they also have an engine in there as well, which to me is, I think that's a little bit better because, you can run out of your electric power. You can, the gas engine goes on. So I don't know. It's an interesting field to be in. It's a growing field. All these car manufacturers starting to get involved with it. I don't know whether or not Tesla's going to be able to compete.
Well, I was with our sales rep down in Sarasota yesterday, and she was driving a little Eco Sport or something like that. It was like it was a little bit smaller than a Ford Escape. And it was all, environmentally sound and safe and all that stuff. And the darn thing, when you'd pull up to a traffic light, the vehicle would shut off.
Yeah, they actually have those on a lot of cars. My wife's Dodge Durango has that, too. My car has that, too. I can opt out of it because it drives me crazy. But, yeah, when your car stops, it actually shuts off. And when you start again, you hit the gas, it starts again. Would seem to me that would, that wouldn't be good for the starter because you were doing it all the time. It drives me nuts. I don't do it, but Yeah, a lot of cars have that now. It's coming standard.
Well, I'm driving a Moss Titan pickup truck, 4x4, standard issue. It's not one of the jacked up ones. And I sit there with that 390 horsepower V8. Just listen to it purr at the traffic light, and when it's time to go, I just punch that thing and I'm gone. So there you go.
Yeah, I'm a V8 fan myself.
All right, Larry Kudlow said, and I quote, "Convict socialism before the economy is destroyed." What's he trying to say?
Well, he's basically saying that you got a lot of idiots out there. It's his nice way. I mean, I don't care. I call them what they are, idiots out there, that think that they can make socialism work, and it's possible for it to work, and they just don't have a clue. What he talks about convicting socialism is actually getting through to these people. He's trying to explain what an absolute disaster it's going to be. And, you know, you get a lot of these ideas. I mean, the left right now, they're floating a lot of things. I was, you know, making fun of it. I mean, all of the various different projects that are being floated by Democrats that they say that millionaires and billionaires are going to pay for. There is a trick, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I coach kids, you know, your coaches sometimes say, hey, you know what, give it 110%.
Mm-hmm.
Well, theoretically, that's impossible. You can't tax people over 100%. And with all the things that they're asking for, you're going to have to go in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to either tax them over 100%, which is impossible, or you're going to have to tax people right now that are not being taxed. That's where the growth area is.
Well, you're right, because Nancy Pelosi came out with, let's see if I can find it here real quick. Nancy Pelosi came out with 10 different areas of what they were trying to do. Oh, here it is. Let's see here. That's not it. I thought I had it right there, right handy. But she came out with 10 different things that they were going to do. And let me see. If
Pelosi. I mean, she hasn't really been saying much. I'm talking about stuff like Elizabeth Warren now wants to have, if you make under certain 200% of the poverty line, the government now has to pay, or the government, we the people, have to pay for your kids' child care. And if it's a family of four under $53,000, yeah, the government's going to kick in, and no one is going to have to pay more than 7%. Towards child care, and this is
okay.
Another, you know, tax the wealthy scheme.
I just found it. Listen to this, a minute of Nancy.
I have this one card that says we have 1 through 10 for the people. That one is clean up government, 2 is the infrastructure bill, 3 is prescription drugs that lower the cost of prescription, 4 is the Voting Rights Act, 5 is the Equality Act, which is to end discrimination against the LGBTQ community, 6 is the DREAM Act to protect our dreamers, 7 is paycheck theirs, equal pay for equal work, building on President Obama. 8 today, H.R. 8, House Resolution 8, bipartisan background checks. 9 will be a climate bill. And then we have 10 reserved for something special that will. you have to be ready. You know, you have to be.
So they got 10 things. She didn't say what number 10 was because she doesn't know herself. But everything she said is going to cost money.
Well, not every. I mean, the various different rights bills and whatnot aren't going to really cost much of anything, but I mean her little wish list there is benign. I mean, it's nothing compared to some of the other stuff that's been over. She's not talking about she's climate bill. She's not talking about the new Green Deal. She knows that's absolutely ridiculous. But it's not nearly what is being proposed by the crop of characters that are looking to run for president in 2020.
And then finally, the GDP came out 3.1%. A lot of people said it wouldn't be 2, might not even be much more than 1. 3.1%.
I had it at 2.8.
Well, 3.1 is what I saw, and Kudlow predicts 3% GDP
for the year.
Yep,
I think
for the year.
I think maybe they're expecting that when they rejigger it altogether.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is, whatever it did much better than what economists expected.
Right.
Once again, it did much better. Again, economists wrong once again.
All righty, we'll talk to you on Monday morning. Have a great weekend. It's going to be 80 degrees for the next 4 or 5 days down here.
Oh, enjoy it. Sounds great.
All right. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street. By the way, 9 to 12 in the morning, 9 a.m. to 12 a.m. live. And check your local station for more. I'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.